USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up the cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. This ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Donald Trump has urged Israel to swiftly conclude its conflict with Hamas in Gaza. Speaking to Israel Hayom, Trump cautioned that Israel's international support is waning due to the increasing civilian casualties in Gaza. He also took aim at the Israeli government for its publicity of the military campaign and the resulting devastation from its ground operation. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following a U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We believe that, number one, a full-scale invasion of Rafah would be a mistake. It would be a mistake not just because of the civilian harm that it would cause, which would be immense.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that decision Monday, stating that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. It's the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. The aerospace company also announced that Stanley Deal, the head of Boeing's commercial airplanes, would retire. On Tuesday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to reveal his choice for running mate. Kennedy has openly discussed several individuals he's contemplating for the vice presidential role, with speculation leaning toward lawyer and significant donor Nicole Shanahan. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
NBC News is facing criticism from its own personalities for hiring former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a contributor, especially given her past questioning of the 2020 election results and criticism of journalists. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski expressed their hope that NBC would reconsider the decision. Former Meet the Press anchor Chuck Todd also criticized the hiring during NBC's flagship political show. California's latest unemployment figures are troubling, with slower than expected job growth last year. February saw the state's unemployment rate at 5.3%, the highest nationwide, while the national average stood at 3.9%. January's job additions fell short, with just over 25,000 added, attributing the challenge to California's high cost of living for entry-level workers. After days of battling uncontrollable wildfires, West Virginia finally sees a glimmer of hope as much-needed rain enters the forecast. The West Virginia Emergency Management Division took to social media to announce the arrival of rainfall in the state after enduring poor air quality and widespread wildfires since Wednesday. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash payments were rejected at several locations. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.